The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're here in the HQ in beautiful Santa Barbara, California. Hey, check it out. If you want to come and hang out with me in person, you want to crush a workout, you want to learn about personal development, real personal development, not the shit you see on social media. You want to get down in the trenches and do the work with me to grow into a better version of yourself. We're hosting masterminds, exclusive masterminds, okay, for 10 guys at a time only every month down here in Santa Barbara. So you need to find me on social media, Shawn Crane Official, S-E-A-N underscore Crane underscore Official. Shoot me a DM. Tell me you want to be a part of the action, right? And that's what this whole podcast is about. Check it out, you guys. How many of you say you want these amazing results in life? How many of you say you want to make all this money? You want to buy your family a big, beautiful home. You want to be successful. How many of you want to be good speakers? You want to be good on camera. You want to create content. You want to close deals. You want all this shit, and you're just waiting around as if these opportunities are going to fall in your lap, right? Are you even ready for when you get the opportunity to become that person? Like, if your big chance came right now, that big opportunity you've been waiting for, could you seize it? Or are you still that guy that's not going to be able to rise to the occasion? Look, I'm going to put you up on so much game in this podcast, it's going to change the way you live forever. You need to start living your life as if your big chance is coming next week. That big speaking engagement, that new woman, that new wife, that new girlfriend, that new partner that you've been praying to God for is going to come into your life, okay? That opportunity to leave the job that you hate and do something you really love, start your own business, right? Maybe you get your dream job. Maybe you're working for another company and it's the position you always wanted. It's that one job, that one career that you've wanted so bad and you thought it would never come. It's coming next week, motherfucker. Are you ready? So many people aren't ready for the things they say they want in life. They're not preparing. You know what luck is? Luck is preparation meets opportunity. I'm the luckiest motherfucker alive, but guess what? I've never met anyone that outworks me. I've never met anyone that wants it more than me. I've never met anyone that's more grateful for me. I'm grateful even in the midst of chaos, even when stress is high, even when nothing's going my way. I know that God has a big plan for me. I'm getting excited because I'm ready. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to work out twice as much. I'm going to read twice as many pages in my book. I'm going to say thank you and please twice as much. I'm going to show that much more grace in my life because I know that when that stuff stacked up against me, it's just a matter of time before a big opportunity comes my way. Now, so many people in life say they want better results. But if I watched them, if I followed them around 24/7, their actions would not depict that desire. In fact, I would say the opposite. I'd say, motherfucker, you don't want it. You're not ready. Look at how you're living. Look at all this time you're wasting. Let me see your phone. Let's check your screen time. Oh, damn, 6 hours a day on Instagram? How much money did you make today on Instagram? Exactly. Oh, TikTok, 3 hours. Damn, that's a lot of reels. How much money did you make on TikTok? Exactly. How many pages did you read in a book? How many real conversations did you have? How many workouts did you do? How many moments of self-reflection, self-analysis did you do? How many pages in your journal did you write? That's what real personal development is. It's developing your mind, developing your body, developing your spirit, not consuming information and wasting time, okay? You have to be like a fucking assassin with your time. You have to be so laser focused. I want every minute of your day scheduled before you even wake up. That's when you really want it bad enough. Okay. So look it. Think about the big opportunities, the big changes, the moments in your life that you've been praying for. You want to make more money. You want more opportunities, right? You want to get on those big stages. You want to be good at filming content. You want to build a personal brand. You want to close more deals. Well, are you preparing to be that person? Because look it, this is how it works. You think that you're awaiting an opportunity, but in actuality, the opportunity is awaiting you to arrive. It's awaiting you to become the person that demands that result, right? When you work on yourself to the extent that you create those opportunities, that's when you take control of your destiny in life. It's not the other way around. You don't sit around just twiddling your thumbs waiting for this shit to happen. You have to become an obsessed maniac every day over the actions it takes to create those opportunities. You force the growth and you force the opportunities to manifest within your life. I didn't get on stages by waiting around and having someone DM me, Shawn, I'm really excited about what you're doing. Can you speak on my stage? Fuck that. I DM them 10, 20 times. I go to their events. I join their programs. I build a relationship. I make sure they know who I am, my story, and what I want to do in my life. You know how many times I've done that? over and over and over. All the stages you see me on, I made that shit happen, okay? All the clients that had entered my program and got life-changing results, I made that shit happen. You think I waited for them to DM me, Sean, I need help? Fuck no. I put out content. I DM them. I told them, you know, you got to change, bro. What's at stake if you don't, right? I got them thinking about their life. I got them to start feeling in a way that they hadn't felt in a long time to the point where like, dude, this guy's right. I got to do something. Everything in my life I made happen because I forced the growth necessary to create that outcome. Anything, my TEDx speech, guess what? Yeah, I messaged them. I sent them an email. I actually sent out dozens of emails until I got selected by the TED Talk that chose me. I can go on and on and on. I mean, my wife, Jessica, right? Do you think I just waited around for a woman to fall in my lap? I pursued her. I pursued this life with her. Everything that I've been able to experience and achieve is because I had a vision of who I needed to become to create that outcome. And that's what I want you to ask yourself. Am I living as the person now that can pull that off? Am I living as that person now? Every second of my day, my actions, my thoughts, the person that I'm evolving into, is that the individual that's going to create those outcomes? And if not, I have a word for you. It's called delusion. But you're delusional for all the wrong reasons. You see, I'm delusional for all the right reasons. I believe that everything's going to happen. I believe that I could pull off any fucking thing I put my mind to, and I've proven it true. I'm so delusional that I'm the motherfucker that thought he could come out of prison and create his dream life. I'm the guy who's a felon that everyone said, oh, it's going to be hard for you to get a job, decided to be an entrepreneur. I'm the guy that left a sure thing for an unsure thing because that's where I knew my dreams were created, and that's the life that I wanted. I'm the guy that's so delusional, I'll take massive action every day before there's even an opportunity because I'm always going to be prepared. I'm always going to be prepared. And that's what prison taught me, right? It taught me to always be prepared. Always act as if that big thing's coming, that big chance, that big opportunity is coming next week and you better be fucking ready for it. And that's the way I've lived. See, that gives me urgency every day. A lot of people out here, they don't have urgency. Life is easy. You're going through the motions. You gave up on your dreams a long time ago. You settled. So you're just coasting in the breeze, right? You're like a fucking, just a leaf blowing in the wind. You have no clear direction. You're not in control. You're in control. You're being controlled by external circumstances. So the main thing that I want to point out to you right now, if you live with urgency, as if your big opportunity is coming this year, it's coming in 6 months. It's coming next month. Holy shit, it's coming next week. Man, that big job, that career change, that woman that I've been praying to God for, right? That opportunity to make more money. Those big sales, right? Those 10, 20, those 50K sales. Like, man, if that was happening for you next week, how would you be living right now? If you knew that was going to come in 6 months, would you be ready to capitalize on those opportunities? If they're thrown into your lap right now, could you just seize them and fucking run with it? Or would you shit the bed? Right? Would you be unprepared? And would you be discouraged because you couldn't seize that one moment that you've been waiting for your entire life? Right? This message is for you, that guy that has so much potential. You're sitting on the couch, you're driving in your car, you're kind of idle in your life. You know you're capable of more, but you're not all in. Right? You're a 7 out of 10 at best. What's going on with you, man? Don't you realize that you have a gift right here in front of you? Don't you realize that your time's precious? Don't you realize that it's you who's in control? Your actions, your thoughts, your energy every day? Why aren't you obsessed more? Why did you give up? Why are you getting fat? Why are you being lazy? Why are you all disgruntled? Why aren't you passionate? Why aren't you driven? Inside of you is so much potential. Inside of you is that flame, but you let it go dormant a long time ago. It's like a little spark, right? A little spark. It's going out. It's about to go out, man. It's about to go out, and you don't know how much longer you have in your life. This is a wake-up call for you. You need to give more effort. You need to live with more urgency. You need to do it for your family, your wife, your community, everybody that's looking to you for guidance and leadership, and most importantly, for yourself. So when you look in the mirror, when you go to sleep at night, you know that you're living a life of purpose. That's the best feeling in the world. The money, none of that shit can buy it. Nobody can give it to you. You have to earn it. You create it. You cultivate it by the way you live and who you become. I'm calling you out. I need you. We need you. This world needs you. Society needs you. Too many people are giving up. Too many fucking pussies tapped out a long time ago. We need you to level up and create a strong society. We need a strong foundation. Let's go. Let's do it together.